Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tim Murray is the host of VSiN Primetime, airing from 5 until 8 each and every weeknight. He's, of course, on Twitter, on X, at @1TimMurray. The College Football Betting Podcast. You know where to go get it. Download, like, subscribe. He texted me before the show that he wants to talk about Gottlieb. Doug Gottlieb is now the official coach. I'm assuming it's Wisconsin Green Bay, but we've just dropped it and we're just calling him Green Bay. Is that what we're doing? UW Green Bay?
Yeah, they're just Green Bay now. The Phoenix actually had a pretty good year. I think they were riding high there for a little bit and ultimately got knocked out in the quarters of the Horizon League.
You skipped the headline, though. He's keeping the sports talk radio show, baby.
So this
first
is,
ever, right?
This is what I want.
Didn't Tom Brennan used to do this at Vermont? Didn't he also have a sports talk show?
Well, Coach K did.
That was once a week.
It wasn't a daily radio show.
Yeah.
So I know Coach Brennan jumped into the media after Sorrentine from the parking lot. I mean, Coach Brennan, for those who don't recall, he walked off into the sunset. They beat Syracuse, and he's like, I'm out. Not going to get much better than that. Mm-hmm. Coppenrath and Sorrentine, peace. I'm out of here. And then he jumped into the media, and that's when I think he had a radio show. So I don't know if his radio show started before then. The arrogance of this decision to keep your own radio show is just unbelievable. Like,
you wanted to talk about it because you want to pan this hire.
So if you want to hire Doug Gottlieb as your head coach, I actually have nothing wrong with that, and I actually think it would be kind of unique, right? Like, we're going to see potentially J.J. Redick walk into the NBA. Steve Kerr did it with no experience. Jason Kidd, Derek Fisher. It's happened before. Mm-hmm. And Doug Gottlieb's been around college basketball forever. Mm-hmm. So I really have no issues whatsoever with him going to become the Green Bay head coach. And if he was doing that just by its lonesome, I'd be like,
and he'd been mentioned for job. I want to say when Oklahoma State opened up, he was considered a candidate for that, right?
Maybe he tried to get this job. And then
Memphis?
No, he tried to get the Green Bay job.
Gotcha.
And then
last year.
Correct. And that guy got the Wyoming job.
Gotcha. Okay. But you think doing, even in the NIL era, can't he promote Green Bay?
But and I think that's a good thing. By the way, the former coach of Green Bay, now head coach of Wyoming, his name is Sundance Wicks, which is just awesome. But
Sundance Kid. I bet Wyoming just hired him for that.
So to have no experience.
Tigers to the best slogan.
Yeah, absolutely. What can be the easiest thing to market?
To have no experience whatsoever in coaching, even though, once again, he knows the game. He's been around the game forever. I actually think he's a decent analyst. Talk show host, but analyst, sure.
He's opinionated.
But to think that you can run a college basketball program, and by the way, he's not going to Duke. He's not going to North Carolina, where he, in theory, could be like the CEO and have tons and tons of resources and people underneath him, where he could be, I was going to say Herm Edwards, that's a bad example because he cheated and got fired, but he could truly be the CEO.
He specifically did not cheat. He just allowed cheating to go underneath him.
So he's going to go to a mid-major program in the Horizon League without any experience and say, I'm going to be successful here. I'm going to recruit. I'm going to fundraise. I'm going to retain this roster. I'm going to have game plans. But 2 hours a day, I got to step back and, you know, host a radio show. And oh, by the way, we do this for a living. And I'm not saying it's splitting the atom, but I spend hours every single day trying to think of different ways to discuss content. I watch, and all of us watch, a ridiculous amount of sports and read about it. So he is arrogant on that front, too. He's like, ah, I could have a quality nationally syndicated radio show without being properly prepared. And oh, by the way, I'm going to go be a Division I men's basketball coach in probably the most difficult era ever to coach a sport at the men's basketball, women's basketball, football level, when you've got to come through with NIL, you've got to retain your roster because they can leave at any notice, and, oh, by the way, you got to win. And he's never done it before.
He's going to test the theory that there's nothing a good take can't solve.
Well, I was going to say,
is he going to jump on his nationally syndicated radio show?
And he's going to fire off UW Milwaukee takes. Yes, he is.
After they lost to Oakland.
But they're going to play UW Milwaukee. He's going to call out UW Milwaukee.
Yeah. Is his national audience going to be riveted to his breakdown of why Green Bay struggled in the first half on the road at Youngstown State? I can't wait.
Well, see, this is
Valparaiso's never been the same since Homer Drew left.
This is, listen, as someone who discovered Doug listening to the radio in his room at night on game night, it was him and Bob Valvano. It actually wasn't a bad show. Like, it really was. I enjoyed it.
You and me and Bobby V.
And Bobby V, baby.
Even the closet Doug Gottlieb fans are panning this thing.
Here's Doug's show prep. Fire up Twitter. What's popular?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to do the other. That's his show prep. Like, he just goes whatever's, like, he's just a contrarian. But I think
show prep for Doug Gottlieb feels like, all right, I need 8 good takes, and we can get through a show here.
So 2 hours, it's nationally formatted. What, we're talking 48 minutes an hour? Did I do the math right? Is it 46?
Probably less than that. Yeah, probably right, so like 42, 44.
So when he does 2 hours, so we need 90 minutes. Let's be clear.
There's going to be some interview in it.
Well, there's going to be a lot of tape.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of tape stuff. But to me, like, I really think that I'm more fascinated from this angle. Is this like the new way? Because we saw this in politics where you celebrity or known name first, and then they started getting positions or like running for office. JJ, we just mentioned, is likely to get the Lakers job.
I wouldn't say like he's considered a front runner.
Whatever. Yeah. Fires
but
up.
But is JJ Redick going to continue You, Me, and the Three, or whatever his podcast is called?
Well, I'm more curious. Is he going to continue the one with LeBron where they're breaking down film?
Right. You know, it's like, no, of course not. And I'm not comparing the Green Bay job to the Lakers, but like, let's not pretend like Green Bay men's basketball is this overwhelmingly, fluid, liquid, I guess I should say, program there.
You're 230 in KenPom this year.
Yeah, and they had a good year. And the coach went on to Wyoming where he was an assistant.
It's 3 to 5 Eastern PM, so he's
so 2 to 4 Green Bay time.
So he's clearly just going to tape everything. Right? I mean,
That's what I'm saying. Like, this dude just is like,
I don't know, 2 to 4 is right between shoot around and pregame. Maybe do what? He's going to have a co-host, too.
He's going to be sitting there. Is he going to be sitting there watching tape?
It's going to be the Doug Gottlieb show with someone, and that person on game day will be the host. That's what's going to happen.
He's clearly taken a Comrex everywhere.
Is he sitting on the bus on the ride?
Well, the question is how much longer is his...
He got a 5-year deal from Green Bay.
Like, why? Yeah, what is the impetus for this? Is this strictly because he doesn't want to lose the radio paycheck, too?
Yeah.
Or is there some sort of master plan?
Doug did get divorced a couple years ago.
Yeah, like, it feels like... Like, to me, I want to know, like, does he have some sort of strategy to use the radio show to...
Like, he can... Like, here's the thing.
Raise NIL money in some form
or fashion. But if you're Fox, aren't you going... Isn't your employer not happy about that?
I would think... Like, what the hell is he going to do when it's the thick of the NFL season and the head coach of Green Bay men's basketball comes on and wants to break down why they lost a a pay game to a Division III school on a Tuesday night?
By the way, he also has a podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe
All Ball with Doug Gottlieb,
and he's also on Field of 68. He's got lots of things there. So
and he does Westwood One, and I mean,
look, I think we'd safely say probably, he is losing the Westwood One gig.
But he could keep the Westwood One gig
because he won't be in the tournament.
In the tournament because he ain't going to be there. He could still fly out to L.A. and sit with Jason Horowitz.
Oh, that'd be good.
Break down games. So hey, best of luck to you, Doug. Like initially when I saw this news, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Outside the box, like I respect it. And then I just got kind of fired up as someone who works in this business, whose livelihood is hosting a show 3 hours a day. And I'm like, this dude just thinks, I can do both. Why not?
If I'm Doug Gottlieb, I'm saying sounds a little jealous there, Tim.
I was gonna say it
sounds a little jealous.
Yeah, man. It really shows the field that we've selected. You can do all the work you want. You can be as talented as you want. Just nothing beats a name. Just a name that somebody recognizes. Like, yep, you're good.
Oh man. All right, let's switch.
By the way, do you have to have the same agent to negotiate your
media
box deal
and your deal?
Yeah.
Know. Good luck to the Green Bay Phoenix. I'll be cheering for my guy Bart Lundy in UW-Milwaukee.
All right,
let's go Panthers.
Let's switch course real quick to college football. We got some kickoff times announced, and Brett McMurphy released the Action Network's some of the over-unders for win, like the win totals. Which choose your own adventure. You want to go kickoff times or win totals?
Well, we talked about it at length. I don't know how many people got bored out of their mind last week or not.
We kind of nailed it.
Yeah.
I think we did a pretty good job. Yeah. We did a pretty good job.
We flipped. We did not think that they would put Florida and Miami at 2:30 in the heat of Gainesville. Like, we thought they would move that one up, but no, they put it at 2:30. We flipped those.
By the way, yeah. Washington State and Oregon State, the new flagship. CW is now the new flagship home. Yeah. So let's go.
Imagine leaving the Pac-12. And getting a better television deal because Oregon State and Washington State did that. Because now actually people will be able to watch them.
Yeah.
And I'll just say this.
And remember
there's
the
a Friday. There's a Friday night game.
Yeah.
There's a Friday night game on the CW that I absolutely will be watching. 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central when they play my guy Ken Niumatalolo in San Jose State. At the Palouse, weird Friday night. Oh, come on. Sign me up. But no, I think.
So here's some win totals from the Action Network.
All right, what do
here's
you got?
Here's the highest. For 2024, you got 5 teams at 10.5.
So, okay, let's see if we can do it. Ohio State?
Yes.
Georgia?
Yes.
So, I have
Texas?
A gripe.
Yes.
And then...
two more. One surprised me.
So, I'll just say this. I saw this.
Mm-hmm.
And one's Notre
Oregon.
Dame. And Oregon and Notre Dame.
Okay. Are the
Notre
other
Dame's
two.
Incorrect because Notre Dame's 10. Like, everywhere you look is 10, and that's
gotcha.
Probably accurate.
Okay.
And it comes down to, for Notre Dame, do they win week one at Texas A&M? Like, if they win week one at Texas A&M, they're going over. If they lose, they're probably going under. The amount of pressure that will be on Freeman and Notre Dame if they lose that game to Texas A&M, because the schedule's pretty manageable for Notre Dame, because it's Texas A&M to open, then it's... off the top of my head, Northern Illinois at Purdue, who probably stinks, 3:30 Eastern, CBS, to Miami of Ohio, home to Louisville, which will be tricky, but it'll be a home game, and you got your ass kicked by Louisville last year, so you better be up for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Bye week, Stanford. I think Navy's in that October range at the Meadowlands, and then basically it comes down to this. They open the season at Texas A&M, they end the season at USC, and they play Louisville and Florida State in the middle. How many of those games do they win?
Yeah. All right, and then here regionally / locally, you got, if we want to include Bama regionally, Bama's at 9.5, Ole Miss at 9.5, Tennessee at 9.5, Mississippi State 4.5, Arkansas 5.5, Memphis 8.5 for win totals, according to the Action Network.
So the one that really stands out to me, Memphis at 8.5.
Mm.
So, because I find that interesting because, yes, on paper you have one scheduled loss. Like, they're going Florida to State. Tallahassee, and like they're going to be, I don't know.
Florida State, by the way, 9.5.
I don't win, at least, what, Tim, at least 17-point dogs?
Probably.
Okay, yeah. So let's say that. That also implies, though, to me that
they think they're losing multiple AAC games.
Correct.
I like the over. I mean, I haven't fully dug into this Memphis team, but everything that I read, this is a team that's, and you guys would know it better than me, is 100% competing for the G5 yes. bid to the playoff.
The question with them is their toughest AAC games. If you base it on the preseason prognostication of who are going to be the better teams in the AAC this year, and again, in
they
a
play
league
all
like,
of them on the road.
Yes,
all at USF, all at UTSA, and at Tulane.
Yes, they have all three of those games on the road, and those are projected to be the other three teams kind of in the mix in the top tier of the AAC this year. And can you go at least 2-1 in those three games, if not 3-0? Probably, if you want to make the playoff, you got to go 3-0.
Did we talk about this last week that I find it very under-discussed that the biggest winner of the expanded playoff and everything changing the way that it has from a conference realignment is the Big 12?
Yeah, you and I talked about this last week. We couldn't decide if it was the Big 12 or theoretically it could be the ACC.
Yeah, I mean, it could be both. I mean, neither one of those conferences has a preseason top 10 team. Florida State, I think, is on the outside of the top 10. Now, they could work their way into it, and Clemson's on the outside of the top 10. The Big 12, their best teams are Utah and Kansas State. And by process of elimination, Group of Five, ACC, Big 12, they're getting two byes because you have to be a conference champion. So the Big 12 and the ACC, while I know from a money standpoint, television rights-wise, they're not thrilled about their current situation. I guess the Big 12's fine.
I think the Big 12 is actually, like,
they're stable.
I think they went from, because this is kind of the other thing that's interested me. All right, let's say that the ACC is headed to where I think they are, which is they are breaking up.
They want to.
Correct.
Or they don't, the conference doesn't want to.
But the big names.
The big
do.
Boys do, yes.
They do. And I think what we've seen in this era is if you want to leave, eventually you figure out a way to leave. It may take longer, but
you literally have the UNC Board of Trustees
correct.
Openly speaking about it, which would have, even a few years ago, felt like sacrilege.
Well, that's not how we do it.
That's not how they usually conduct
business. Florida State did the same thing last year, right?
But at least Florida State is like Florida State. Yeah, they've done this before. UNC is the AC, like it is okay. The ACC, and to have their Board of Trustees over the last 24 hours basically going, what the hell are we doing in the ACC still? Like, that is ultimately, I know people aren't shocked because there's been all these rumblings, but like if you look at it in the context of like how things operate down there, that is stunning to hear that happen.
Okay, but here's why I bring all that up. If you, all of, particularly Tim and I, pay attention to media rights,
mm-hmm.
because like that's, we kind of live in that space. The thing that is really standing out to me right now is that everybody is overpaying for the big leagues. And I'm not talking college football. If we see the ACC break up and what is left, which is where I think makes the best, that's the best case for Memphis to find a new home. Are we certain that there's going to be a TV deal out there for them? Like, could they make a TV deal? Sure. But are we talking about
five games on CW?
Are we talking about a deal that I think what the Big 12, I think the deal they cut is 20 something million, like 21, something like that.
Yeah.
Is there that deal to be made?
I thought it's like 30. I think it's like 30, low 30s is what the new deal they got.
So let's.
It was the one the Pac-12 turned down.
Correct. Yeah. It's the one the Pac-12 turned down. Are we sure that deal exists? Because
I don't think low 30s does. No.
Part of Brett Yormark's whole deal was, but I skipped the line.
I guess the way you would phrase it from a Memphis perspective is, you're right. It's probably not. You're probably right that it doesn't. The broken up ACC doesn't get 30 something million. It also doesn't get the $6 million that Memphis is getting from the AAC.
I hear you. But all of a sudden,
Happy Medium probably talking about $15 million.
Right, but all of a sudden, if I'm one of those schools that's been getting 30, because I think the ACC is what, 35? I think it's 35, something like that. If I've been getting $35 million, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's a $15 million deal. Why wouldn't they go try to do what some of these other schools have done, which is, hey, we'll go to the Big 12, or we'll go to whoever it is.
There'll be a few of those.
We'll take a reduced share or whatever. You know what I mean?
We're not calling this the remnants of the ACC for nothing. It's going to be the remnants of the ACC.
I mean, I didn't put a ton of stock into this, but I was in Boston this weekend. And again, you got to consider the source.
ACC country.
But exactly. But there's talk, if they can get their AAU accreditation, Boston College make a lot of sense for the Big Ten to expand into the Northeast market.
Oh, God. Well,
but here's the thing. I think the Big Ten is pretty happy where they sit right now. They would take Notre Dame if Notre Dame would ever want to go there. And I think they would take North Carolina.
Probably UVA.
I think they'd take UVA.
I don't know who else they would take.
I'm iffy on Florida State. I'm iffy on Clemson.
I don't think they would take
Duke.
They might take Duke for basketball.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like at a certain point, do they start? Like, I think, though, to get to that point,
you'd have to take Carolina first. You'd only take Duke if you're taking Carolina.
By the way, I've been a big proponent of the 12-team playoff. Like, I am so geeked up for it, even though the NFL's like, oh, yeah? Well, we're going to have a primetime game on December 21st. What do you like about that?
Yeah.
I think inevitably we're headed to 40-plus teams in one bracket.
Mm.
And that I don't want it to happen. I just think we're headed that way.
Interesting. And fewer regular season games?
Not a bracket. I'm saying like...
I know.
I think we're talking about one mega conference, and there are going to be teams that are left out.
I'm going to on this one.
Yeah.
I do think the Big 12... has carved out a path to where they can be you could talk me into like 60 because they're stable enough to where you've talked me into like someone's got to fill out a schedule.
Yeah.
I think did you guys see the news? I think it was Football Scoop that broke it that the Group of Fives are going to have their own rankings this year.
Oh,
there's discussions of that. They play each other, it's number 2 Memphis versus number 5.
I bet that catches on
that
wildfire.
That's like a terrible idea. Ugh. That just seems like you're basically saying, "Hey, we're one step above FCS."
Yeah, basically, yeah. Right?
I don't know about that one.
I will say, like, inevitably, I have thought for a long time this is heading to two leagues. It's the Big Ten and the SEC. The question is, how much goes with them, and are they going to be? I think it's the mechanics of it all. And I think they don't want to be the ones that fire the death shot. And so they're hoping the system implodes. I just don't know. Is it a court case? Like, I don't know what eventually would it make it implode. But I think that's what they're waiting on.
I just want to go. I'm not even a big soccer guy, but can we go full European soccer? Just let's get full on relegation. Like, Rutgers, you went 2-10. Get out.
Yeah,
earn your way back, baby.
Yeah, they talked about the Group of Five. So
I would say this: if the TV networks have their way, just because you're in the system right now doesn't mean you'll always be.
Well, guys, I've got good news. We've got like 4 more months to discuss this till actual football's played. Tim, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys. Always a pleasure. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.